The scripture for the message is Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 8. Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard the equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of the bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. A senior pastor will deliver the message entitled, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, GCN, and Manmin TV viewing audiences, it was 5 days before Jesus took the cross. Jesus was coming down to the city of Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, riding on the foal of a donkey. People were surrounding him and following him. They put their robes or the branches on the street. Everyone, including children and the elderly, were shouting Hosanna. Luke chapter 19 verses 37 to 38 describes this scene. It says, as soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting. So they said, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. We celebrate this event on the Palm Sunday. This Sunday originated from the fact that the people welcomed Jesus waving the palm branches. But just 5 days later, this shouting of Hosanna turned into an angry roar, crucify him. For 5 days, Jesus didn't do anything evil, but soon they were deceived by the high priests and other deceivers, and they were crying. They were saying, crucify him. So this is man's heart, changing mind. They have cunningness. 5 days ago, they were shouting Hosanna, but now they are asking for his crucifixion. Now, let us briefly go over the footsteps of Jesus for a week from this moment until he died on the cross and resurrected. A day in Judea was from the sunset to the next sunset. But let me explain the footsteps of Jesus in the concept of our time for your better understanding. On the first day, which was the Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem with the cheers of the people. On Monday, the next day, Jesus purified the Jerusalem temple. He was always busy, but he was very busy. He drove away the merchants from the temple and overturned the tables of the money exchangers and those who were selling doves. So the temple, the Jerusalem temple, didn't only refer to the Holy of Holies and the holy place or the most holy place, but the everything, including the yard, is considered a temple. In the Jerusalem temple, the yard is very big. Especially at that time, how could they bring their cattle, the sheep, and doves, selling these things? They couldn't do that in the holy place. It was on the yard. And this yard is very big, actually. So they are exchanging money, and they were selling the cattle and the sheep and doves. These animals were for the sacrifices to God. But the Lord, Jesus, was angry with this because they were selling things in the temple. And other than this, in the church of God, you shouldn't even be talking about personal things. You should have conversations only within the truth. Oh, you've met your friends in a week, so how's it going with, how's your business going? You shouldn't be talking about the worldly things. You should only have conversations about the truth, about the Word of God, praises, prayer, and that is the kind of fellowship you have to have. But if you talk about the worldly things, and if you, especially if you get angry, if you show your temper, and if you quarrel in the church, and it's not acceptable, and if somebody hits another person, it's totally unacceptable. If you hit your children in the church, maybe you think there is nothing, but because of that, certainly there will be a test in your family. So you should never create this kind of wall of sin against God, especially in the holy church. You must never defile the holy sanctuary of God. So he drove away the merchants from the temple and overturned the tables of the money exchangers and those who were selling doves. And there are some students who are using cell phones, sending or checking text messages in the worship service. It's not acceptable. It is to mock God. Even though you don't have faith, you cannot do that. Suppose you invite unbelievers to the sanctuary. Even though they don't have any faith, they don't come smoking and drinking. Will they come drunk? Will they come? Will they smoke here? And they are our Mamin members, the students. They shouldn't be playing with their cell phones in the church. It is to despise God. Suppose even, consider the case. You're talking to me. Suppose you're talking to me and you use your cell phones with your friend. Oh, it'll be over after about an hour. I'll meet you there outside the church. No, you wouldn't do that. You would just turn the cell phone off. On Tuesday, he went into the temple and taught the people. The people of the high priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people came to Jesus and asked him, "By what authority are you doing these things?" They asked many questions to find fault in him. But they didn't have anything to say after Jesus gave them answers that had authority. After that, the high priests and Pharisees wanted to kill him even more. Our Lord did only good things. His words were only words of goodness and truth, but they were still trying to kill him. And it's been 2,000 years after that. And now when we show signs and wonders, people try to destroy these things, kill these people. On Wednesday, Mary of Bethany, sister of Lazarus, came with a very costly oil of spikenard and poured on Jesus' head. About this, Jesus said in Matthew 26:13, "Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the world, in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her." Also, he taught the spiritual meaning of her act in Mark 14:8, saying, "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial." Judas Iscariot, however, didn't like this, and he went to the high priests and promised them to hand over Jesus. It is the word of the Lord. And he does a good work. But the man of flesh They don't understand these are spiritual things. He held grudges. And right away he betrayed Jesus. On Thursday evening, Jesus had the Passover dinner in the city of Jerusalem with his disciples. After their dinner, he went to Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives to pray. Before taking the cross, he prayed so earnestly with all his strength that his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. After he finished praying, he was surrounded by the men of high priests and elders of the people who were brought by Judas Iscariot. Jesus was finally arrested, and the disciples were all alarmed and fled. Jesus was taken to Annas the high priest. Now it passed the midnight, and it had become Friday. Then Jesus was sent to Caiaphas the high priest, then to the council, and then to Pilate. But Pilate sent Jesus to Herod, saying, "This incident was under the jurisdiction of Herod, who was ruling over Galilee. He was born in Nazareth. He was raised in Nazareth, and he was usually working around Galilee. But Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate, and finally, Jesus received the death sentence from Pilate. At that time, Herod and Pilate were not in good terms. Not on good terms, but because of this, they kind of reconciled. Beginning sometime late Thursday night until around 9 a.m. Friday, he was taken here and there as he was questioned. He also received harsh scourging with so much contempt and mockery. This Friday, we are going to have the Easter play. We'll watch the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord. And let me tell you beforehand, you will see the things that you didn't see before. You'll see many angels. And those angels were very angels of high rank in heaven. And there'll be angels who are escorting the high-ranked angels. You might wonder why there are so many angels, but in spirit, when Jesus was taking the cross, there were so many angels escorting Jesus. But in fleshly, physical eyes, they were not visible, but in spirit, actually, there were many angels, and we are going to show these angels in the actual play. So he also received harsh scourging with so much contempt and mockery. Because of who? Because of who? It's because of me. It's not because of you, but it's because of me. He received scourging and received contempt and mockery because of me, being the son of the God the Creator. He received so much contempt and mockery. He went up to Golgotha carrying the cross, and 6 hours after he was hung on the cross, at around 3 p.m., he died. But on the third day, in the early morning on Sunday, he broke the authority of death and resurrected. Brothers and sisters, beginning from today, this week is the Passion Week, during which we think of the sufferings of the Lord. I hope you will meditate on the footsteps of Jesus and spend a godly and holy time taking into account the contents of the four Gospels. This is the Passion Week, during which our Lord suffered. So we shouldn't be befriending the world, taking the worldly entertainment, or doing something bad. But we have to think of the sufferings of the Lord and spend a godly and holy week. We should also participate in the sufferings of the Lord on the Good Friday, fasting at least one meal. It's the best to fast for the whole day, but if you're working and it's hard, then you can fast two meals or at least one meal. Yeah, maybe little children, they can fast one meal. Maybe two meals or one whole day. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, such an amazing thing happened in this Passion Week. The name of Jesus became Jesus Christ. There is a great difference between these two names. In Matthew 1:21, the Archangel Gabriel appeared to deliver the command of God, because this is such an important message. Because a very high-ranked angel was sent down from heaven. It says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." She will bear a son. At that time, they didn't have the ultrasound test or anything like that. But the angel told her that she should bear a son. "And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Does that mean a savior was born? Does that mean the baby is the savior? It means he will be the Savior. But it doesn't mean he is the Savior. It means he will save his people from their sins. He's not the Savior yet. It's a future tense. He will save his people from their sins. Namely, Jesus means the one who will save his people from their sins. Christ is the Greek word for the Hebrew word Messiah. Messiah means the Anointed One. The Anointed One is the meaning of the Messiah. In the Old Testament, when the kings, priests, or prophets were appointed, they were anointed on their head. The anointing symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Jesus received the title of the king, priest, and prophet, and came to this earth to save the mankind. He fulfilled the providence of salvation by taking the cross. Therefore, Jesus Christ means the Savior who has saved his people from their sins. So Jesus Christ, it is not who will save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ means the Savior who has saved his people from their sins. It is not the one who will save. It is the one who has saved. Because he took the cross and resurrected. And since this time, he is Jesus Christ. But Jesus alone is the name for before he took the cross. It means it is the one who came to this earth to take the cross and will save us. So there are so many revivalists, evangelists, they just pray in Jesus' name. Even the pastor in very big churches, many pastors in big churches, they just pray in Jesus' name. But we have to pray in Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, not just in the name of Jesus. When I was traveling around the world, once I was in the USA in the 90s, there are about 4,000 pastors, 8,000 pastors. It was around 4,000, 5,000 to 8,000 pastors in the conferences. And also when we had a pastor's seminar in the old sanctuary, it was completely filled. And I always make this point, the difference between Jesus and Jesus Christ. And I say it is wrong to pray in Jesus' name. In Korean, we have this honorific suffix, but some people, they don't even put this suffix, honorific suffix, onto the name of Jesus. But I explain, when I say it is wrong to pray in Jesus' name, their faces change, they become nervous, but when I explain, they become happy. It's such an easy thing, such a simple thing, but they didn't realize it. Many people confess. It is right. If they listen to the explanation, it is correct. And thankfully, for me too, even though nobody taught me, I just prayed in the name of Jesus Christ, because it's in the Bible. Like in the case of the Apostle Paul and Peter, they prayed. Especially Paul, he used the Our Lord Jesus Christ, or Our Lord Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Especially Paul didn't make it simple. He enjoyed putting Our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ, what is the difference between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Jesus Christ? It's the same thing, actually. The Lord means Christ. Lord is Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul, he liked that expression, our Lord Jesus Christ, just like saying Abba Father. But even when I didn't know it, I just said Jesus Christ. And after opening of the church, God explained to me there is a great, tremendous difference between Jesus and Jesus Christ, praying in the name of Jesus and Jesus Christ. If you pray in Jesus' name, the enemy devil will not fear. Why? Jesus Christ, praying in Jesus Christ means we are relying on the power of the blood of Jesus. But if we pray in the name of Jesus, it was before he took the cross, so there is no power of the blood. But Jesus Christ means he shed the blood, so we rely on the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So that is why, that is the difference. So the power and authority of the prayer will be different. So when we pray, we should understand this clearly, so the enemy devil will fear. And if we don't understand these things, they will just laugh about it, look down upon us. As explained, the name Jesus and Jesus Christ have a great difference in the meaning. The one who will save and the one who has saved. After the crucifixion, Jesus became the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He received the name the Lord Jesus Christ. He had to pay such a great price to receive this glory. Namely, he took the sufferings of the cross, of which the pains cannot be adequately described. From this Jesus, we can see God and feel his love. At this moment, let us think about who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. I hope you will have a blessed time to feel the love of God more deeply. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, came down to this earth in human likeness. He had a human body just like us and came down to this earth. Today's reading passage, Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8 says, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He is God. Actually, as I explained to you in the lecture of Genesis about the God the Trinity, Jesus is God in origin, but he came to this earth in human body. He took much suffering upon himself because of you and I, you and me. He forsook the glorious throne that is guarded by countless heavenly hosts and angels. He left heaven, which is full of only beauty and comfort, to come down to this earth that is full of filthiness, sorrow, and pains. He had such a glorious form, but he put on the imperfect physical body. While he lived on this earth, he spent painful days just like other people. He felt hunger when he didn't eat. He was tired when he didn't sleep. His feet hurt when he walked too much. When he healed the fever of Peter's mother-in-law, the people in town began to bring the sick and the demon-possessed from around the sunset, and he had to heal them all night. He came out of that house only at the dawn, and he went directly to a solitary place to pray. Our Lord prayed whenever he had time. He worked without any rest. He preached the gospel, and he healed so many sick people. He prayed for them, and yet, even after that, he went to pray. The pastors and the workers, the more prayer you accumulate, the better. Sometimes God says, because you prayed, you fasted, and you prayed so much, now you cannot pray so much because you are so busy, but because of your prayer that is accumulated, you can God can work for you. Because I'm always busy and I cannot pray as much as before, but because of the previous prayers that are accumulated, stored up, God still works for you. And if I can pray like it before, if I have some time to pray, then it'll be just a fire itself. And there is a reason why our Lord prayed all the time whenever he had time. And because I received the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, guidance of the Holy Spirit, I always, since I was a new believer, I went to mountains to pray. I prayed all night. I spent my days praying all the time. And during my theological college, during the vacation, I went to the mountains to pray for the whole vacation. And whenever I had time, I went to the mountains to pray. And pastors, they should also pray. In the theological college too, you have to pray when you have time. The same with the layman members. If you pray whenever you have time, it's like a saving. It is much more valuable than saving your money in the bank. If you save these prayers, it is much better than any treasure. It is certainly if you pray with all your heart, and that prayer will not be wasted. It will be stored up in heaven. It will be saved in heaven. And it doesn't disappear. It will certainly come back as answers. One day when he and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee, There was a storm, and the boat was filled with water. The Bible says that at that time, Jesus was sleeping at the stern, namely at the rear of the boat. Jesus had never had enough sleep. He could just sleep during that kind of interval. When the disciples got some food for him, he ate just a little and gave most of it to the disciples. While Jesus was on this earth, he took all the joy and sufferings together with his disciples and the people who came to him. It is not that he bore with all those things, feeling difficulty in it. He shared everything with people with his love for them. Jesus always harbored the providence and will of God and his love for the people in his heart. Namely, he always kept in mind that God had sent him so that the mankind could recover the image of God and the right to become God's children. In order to fulfill the providence of God completely, he just obeyed everything like a servant. At last, he obeyed to the point of being killed like an animal. Jesus is the evidence of the love of God the Father who had sent Jesus. Jesus is the evidence of God's love toward us. Instead of telling us, "Do you know how much I love you? I love you so much," God showed Jesus Christ to us as the evidence of his love. He didn't just say, he actually showed the evidence. He showed his love to us so clearly. During this week and until the Lord comes back, I hope you will continue to find the utmost love of God in Jesus Christ, who came down to this earth in human body and underwent sufferings. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will also love God to the utmost degree. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ secondly shed tears for the souls. The Bible has two scenes in which Jesus shed his tears. In John chapter 11, Jesus heard Lazarus was dead, and he went to wake him up. When he arrived at the place, not just Lazarus' sisters, but also others who visited them were mourning. Jesus was heartbroken because nobody was showing true faith, although he had manifested so many miracles. Moreover, he could feel the mourning heart of Mary, the sister of Lazarus. So Jesus also shed his tears. Jesus also shed his tears several days before the crucifixion. From Luke 19:41 onward, Jesus cried, talking about how the city of Jerusalem would be destroyed. The Bible mentions only two scenes, but in fact, Jesus shed so many tears for the souls. He prayed with tears for the souls who misunderstood him and rejected him and who could not gain faith, although he wanted to give them the eternal life in the heavenly kingdom, healing and peace and only good things. Yesterday you saw the Money magazine. You saw the spiritual light of the spiritual body. That kind of light cannot be created by any machine or anything. That is the light of heaven, light of spirit. So cannot be created by any machine or anything. You go into that light and you become invisible. And you go into that light and you just change. How can you make such a thing? How can you make that the light of the spiritual body? Even though your spiritual eyes are not opened, God gave you this grace so that you can see the spiritual lights, and the diseases were healed. The one who couldn't walk properly, she was healed by this light. I was wearing a tie and I was wearing a suit. And can you see anything, any of those lights, any of those colors? It is just completely bright. It was not actually for me to show my light, but because the leader, praise leader, was asking me to come. We can feel how much the Lord Jesus loved the souls on this earth if we consider how much He loved His disciples and how He guided them. Especially, He loves mommy members so much. He wants to show us the spiritual realm with so many things. And to guarantee whatever I say on the altar, there is a, if I say there is spiritual space, there is spiritual realm, those who doubt, they will doubt. But I have shown you that there are things, because through the dragonflies and through the clouds, through the rainbows, I've shown you through many things that there are spiritual spaces, so they can move through the spaces of swarms of tens of thousands of dragonflies gather at one place and come down on you. And as the evidence that I called them, these dragonflies, they come down on your bodies. I'm not just saying it. I show you that there is spiritual realm, spiritual space. And then I ask you to believe. And how can you befriend the world and do the things that lead you to hell? So that is why I'm so sad. I don't know what to do about this. There are people who are doing the things, committing the sins, leading them to death, and there is no forgiveness. Before He ascended into heaven, Jesus raised the disciples to entrust them with spreading of the gospel. He called each of them as His disciple and walked with them. He let them be present at places where He preached the gospel of the kingdom and performed amazing miracles. He wanted them to learn as many things as possible and come forth as perfect workers of God. But although the day for His crucifixion was drawing near, the disciples still had many shortcomings. When He was praying until His sweat became like drops of blood at Gethsemane, the disciples could not overcome tiredness and fell asleep. At the moment Jesus was arrested, they all became afraid and ran away. Peter strongly said, "Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away." But he also denied the Lord three times. What kind of view did Jesus have on these disciples? He knew their shortcomings and weaknesses, but He looked at them only with the eyes of love. He led them with love until the end so that they could become perfect, fulfill all their duties, and enjoy the glory of heaven completely. He even accepted Judas Iscariot until the end in order that he might gain understanding. One's inner heart is revealed in a life-threatening and desperate situation. Even when He was arrested and questioned all night here and there, He could not let go of His disciples from His heart. He tried to hold them so that they wouldn't fall into temptation. He wanted to teach them as many things as possible. Even at the last moment, He interceded with all His tears and strength, not only for His disciples, but also for those who are like the flock, without a shepherd, and who are crucifying Him. His tearful prayer saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This prayer is also His prayer for us who are living today. I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you will fully recover the image of God by the help of Jesus' tearful prayers. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, thirdly, opened the way for the Holy Spirit to come to us. Jesus came to this earth in human flesh to awaken the souls. He preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and taught God's love to the people. But now Jesus had to go back to heaven. So at the Last Supper with His disciples, He promised the disciples that He would send another helper. John 14:16-17 says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. He is also the helper, but He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him, but you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you." Actually, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in sinners. It's because He is the Spirit of God who is holy. But the Holy Spirit was enabled to come into us because Jesus destroyed the wall of sin by becoming the propitiation of sin for us. Also, He promised, I will ask the Father, Jesus asked the Father God to send the Holy Spirit. Jesus came down to this earth in human body and shared in all the pains and joy together with other people. He knew the weaknesses and foolishness of people very well, so He knew very well that they needed a helper. The Holy Spirit could come down to this earth through this love of Jesus. As we see in Acts chapter 2, after the Lord ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit came to the upper room of Mark on the Pentecost. The disciples and workers of the early church preached the gospel by the help of the fiery works of the Holy Spirit. Today, as the Lord's coming is near, ever so near, we are also living in the help of the Holy Spirit. It's been about 2,000 years since the resurrection and ascension of the Lord, but we know why Jesus is our Savior through the Holy Spirit. We see the amazing power of the Holy Spirit so that we can surely believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Furthermore, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, we can feel the great love of God the Father. Because of His love, we do not just receive salvation, but we also try to recover the image of God. We pray fervently through the power of the Holy Spirit and march on towards New Jerusalem where God's throne is located. In this end time that is full of sins, we have become workers who understand the will and providence of God and try our best to save the souls. Because of this Holy Spirit sent by the Lord, we are going the right way in this era of darkness. The Holy Spirit will lead us to the place where the Lord is. The Holy Spirit is a gift that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us with His love for us. I hope you will give thick aroma of thanks to the Lord for opening the way for the Holy Spirit to come to us and to God who has sent the Holy Spirit to us. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, came down to this earth in human body. Second, He shed tears for the souls. Third, He opened the way for the Holy Spirit to come to us. In other words, the first, second, and third characters of the Lord Jesus Christ are all love. God the Father put His utmost love for us in His precious Son and sent Him to this earth. His love was revealed clearly as a fruit called the Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the providence of the salvation of the cross completely. During this week, I hope you will engrave the love of God the Father deep in your heart, thinking about the Lord who received the sufferings. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will contemplate on questions like, I received such great love, and how should I love God the Father and the Lord back? How should I live now? And find the answers. Let me pray for the sick. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Pastor Sang-hee Kim, on April 17th and 18th, you'll have handkerchief crusades in Sangmi and Bid in Maharashtra. Be with him. Pastor Byung-nan Choi of Japan will have Tokyo Mamin Church handkerchief crusade on April 17th. Angelito Krami of Philippines, let him get a job in the real estate, give him financial blessings, and let the painting be sold at a good price. Let him finish his college. Rai Anton of Estonia, schizophrenia, go away. Carmen of Hong Kong, let her son, Pu Kwan Ho, be healed of a speech disorder. Missionary Kim, from April 18th to 21st, it'll be Church Leaders Conference and Handkerchief Crusade, and also another one on the May 8th. And be with them with the Holy Spirit, Zhou Hua Shang, high blood pressure, kidney failure, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chen Xin Wei, the pain in the whole body, go away. Kim Dok-sun, artifact of cancer surgery be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Rina, the allergy of the flower, and there is an itchiness on the whole body, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Kim Song-bok, let his son and his wife, Kim Tae-ryong and Chae-sun-hee, give them the blessing of conception, and let his wife, Kim Myung-sun, fulfill her duties. Mao Gui-shang, let her son, Pan Jing-jun, has a stone in the kidney, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chun Hwa-nui, let her husband, Chun Da-shu, be healed of a blood clot that has been there for 23 years. Park Eran, let her get her laptop back that is lost. Sung Woi, give her the Korean visa too. Sung Woi Chang is doing a 21-day fasting. Woi Gui Chin, let her husband Lee Fong Kang quit the drinking and let her family be evangelized. Chun Hwan Fo, forgive him of all the past sins and let the driving for darkness go away. Father, thank you because of the change of the season. There are many cold patients. Cold, go away. Coughing, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Coughing, fever, fatigue, all weaknesses, germs, diseases, viruses, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Heal all the internal organs and entrails, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, rheumatoid, arthritis, go away. All diseases go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Skin diseases go away, be cleansed. Father, protect them. Give them peace throughout this week. Father, we have Passion Week, and let us also think, participate in the sufferings of the Lord during this week. Protect all the church vehicles and the church members' vehicles. And Father, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, protect them in all respects. Father, give them peace throughout this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.